Hello, everybody, and welcome back to yet another episode of Catastrophic Conundrums, a podcast that everyone probably hates, but the team still keeps us going. And by team, I mean myself. Today we will be discussing a catastrophic chocolate conundrum. Chocolate actually came from the great old Olmec civilization. It was actually originated as a fairly bitter drink at first. To top that off, it was usually complemented by chili peppers. Red Hot Chili Peppers, hopefully. Nothing like Hershey's. In the article Time Trip by Current Events, it states, the Spanish soldier Hernan Cortes, who conquered the Aztec Empire in what is now central Mexico, observed that Montezuma, the ruler of the Aztecs, consumed 50 flagons, or glasses, of chocolate a day. I could probably beat that, honestly. I'm pretty fat. If we could replicate his DNA and recreate another Montezuma before he chops my head off, I'd challenge him to a chocolate drinking competition. Pure, raw chocolate. Moving on, the reason chocolate is so sweet now, besides the fact that I'm fairly certain Milton Hershey didn't put any peppers of any kind in his chocolate, is stated back in Time Trip when chocolate entered Europe. It explains, it underwent vast changes. The most important was replacing chili peppers with sugar. Diabetes, here we come. Wow, I'm funny. Diabetes is serious, kids. Take your insulin. So, the actual chocolate plant itself, cacao, is really hard to farm, and it is often farmed in remote and poor places. Not to mention that it's also farmed by hand. As said by Kathy Wilmore in A Chocolate Shortage, companies have tons of chocolate stockpiled. However, they're dwindling. Referring back to what I said about 5 seconds ago with the decline of chocolate, it doesn't help that cacao is mainly farmed by poor people out in the middle of nowhere. Remember that chocolate stuff that Montezuma used to chug? That bitter drink is called Zacotl, which literally directly translates to bitter water. Anyways, Hernan Cortes was pretty much the first Spanish person to actually drink chocolate. Not the first to eat it, just to drink it. In Time Trip, that's right, I'm uncoordinated and brought up my first article again, of course. It states that Hernan Cortes described Zacotl as a drink that builds up resistance and fights fatigue to the Spanish. Talk about false advertising, honestly. He pretty much hated this stuff, but wanted to make a quick dollar or two, so in order to carry this out, he lied, playing the bitterness off as invoking strength. Yeah, that's one way to put it. Actually, come to think of it, Hernan would, like, fit right in with today's marketing strategies. Anyways, back to our topic. If you're trying to lose weight, just know that mostly all of cacao beans are farmed by child labor plants, and a lot of the parents are lied to just to get them to sell their kids. Then the children are forced to work like 80 to 100 hours per week. I can't even run up some staircases without getting a bit winded, so... Also, these little dudes use like giant machetes to harvest the beans. So, like, one little slip-up? Yeah, your hand is gone now. Anyways, since we are running out of time, I'll get this whole thing wrapped up. All in all, don't forget to drink water, take your meds, and that you have the Olmec to thank for the chocolatey goodness that we have today. And if you're allergic to chocolate or lactose intolerant, I'm sorry. If you don't like chocolate, I mean, we all have our opinions and such. I, for one, don't like pizza. Sue me. Well, this has been Catastrophic Conundrums. My name's Evan. Thanks for tuning in, and hopefully my voice did not damage your hearing too bad.